Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting live from Oroville, in beautiful, beautiful Joy Community in the forest where we're surrounded by trees. And I'm so thrilled today that we have Dickens on the show with us. And he's got an amazing story. So let's just dive in. Dickens, you know, you have made it. You've come around the circle. You were born in a slum, yeah? Tell me a little bit about what that was.
Yeah, this is Deakin, and I born in a slum in Ahmedabad. And then that quest took me to the closer to this materialistic bonanzas and gifts. And that brought me into the stock market and investment banking.
You went from being in the slum to going into stock market and investment banking, and this brought you happiness. But were you happy when you were in the slum?
I was so happy, and then I was corrupted by this all big giants and this all mainstream capitalism.
But were you corrupted when you were in the slum?
A little bit, not much.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had a community in a slum.
Ah, you had communities, you had social support in
the
slum.
Okay. Yes.
But your idea was to get out of the slum, so you learned how to be a stockbroker, investment banking. Tell me more.
Yes, and somehow I felt more sadness within me in investment banking. Ah. And I was like not happy to be participate in that system. And I made a note of separation with that to find, reconnect, realign with myself.
How do you realign with yourself?
Initially, I just escape from the life and I travel all around the world.
You traveled all around the world?
Yes, okay. Mostly.
How did you travel? Plane, bike?
Plane, by bus, by walk, by train. By hitchhiking, you know, all the ways, whatever I can explore, I did it. And sometimes with money, sometimes without money, just completely surrender on the faith of humanity.
When you say surrender on the faith of humanity or the fate, what does that mean to you?
Surrender, I think, when... I always share this when this when your rationality stopped, your surrender starts. You know, so when you are not really rational, you are not really not driven by your thoughts, like your head, because sometimes this intellect, you know, like overpower. So I just turn myself from intel to actual.
So that actuality has taken you where?
In a different path and different places, from the hospitals to...
You were clowning in hospitals.
Yes, I was clowning in hospitals. While I was traveling, someone gave me this compliment that you have a nice smile. Uh-huh. And that's brought me into the hospital. And then it took me to ashrams and different practices and ended up in a jail, in a prison.
You ended up in jail?
Prison. Not me, but that quest for sharing this joy took me into the jail.
So you were able to share the surrender and this joy with the people you traveled around with and met, and that brought you to a jail. Tell us about that and how you have incorporated that with your life.
This happiness and this joy, I always feel this happiness is not striving for happiness. And the simple way for me to be happy is whenever I feel hungry, I eat. And whenever I feel sleepy, I sleep. So that's really a mantra for me to being happy. So, you know, one way I can say it's a simple way to living with harmony between my being and doing. So that's really took me to the jail. And, you know, it's not about to share happiness, but it's all about to being that joy and being that happiness and that happiness radiance.
So it's modeling happiness. It's being and modeling. So can you tell us a little more about the jail?
So Jail University, we call university. So we started in 2018. I co-founded with amazing soul Manish and other dear friends. The idea was to disrupting and being playful with this, you know, all these giant systems and corrupted systems and whatever you call like a system for a better word. And the idea was to how to disrupt that conscious, because once we talk about jail, we all talk about negative emotions. We all talk about, you know, like violence. We talk about, you know, like murder, rape, all these negative emotions comes. But no one thinks that jail can be also, you know, like a loving space, co-living space, a space for expression, space for art, space for reignite the spirit of humanity. And we have seen in the history so many examples like Gandhi, Mandela, Malcolm X, all their transformation happens in the jail, in the prison. So that was the whole idea, to disrupting the system with playfulness and with the loving spirit to finding your own joy and sharing your own joy with each other.
Beautiful. So we're going to put, you have a website,
yes,
a link?
Yes.
Lovely, because you know, MediClown Academy has been invited to come to Tihar Jail. We were supposed to be there. And we've actually clowned and been in with the Chandigarh model jail. There were the prisoners don't wear uniforms. The guards are in uniforms, but the DP, the director of police, and they're all just in jeans and white shirts. And it's a beautiful feel, really super beautiful. You know, thank you so much for coming on. And we will put your link below. And I think what I'm taking from this is when we see people, it's to see what's not right on the surface, not to look and say, oh man, this man's a murderer, this man's this, or this woman, but it's to see the playfulness, the love, the joy, the spirit that resides in that heart. And so you came from the slum, you've come all through life, have experienced everything, and you're now going back into yourself and finding that joy and that support within. Yeah.
And this meditation, I can say this, I moved myself from meditation to med intentions. And I say I found in that a really deep harmony between my doing and being. And once you find that harmony, you not harm any.
Beautiful. On that note, thank you so much for joining us. And as we go out of the show, let's just send laughter from within so that we're in harmony, not with everyone, that we have joy and laughter. And together with laughter, we unite the world and we heal the world. Thank you so much. Do subscribe. It helps our subscription and it helps keep the program going. So see you next time.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.